Back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song, along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above, the best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around, talk horses. Good morning. I'm Ernie with Better Horses Radio KC Style, along with my partner,
Ed Adams. How are you, Ernie?
The question is, how are you, Ed?
Oh, I could not be better. Boy, it is cold this morning, and the horses are doing fine.
You were supposed to bring some of that weather back with you.
In Jamaica, Mon. I just got back.
There you go. Great to have you back, and great to have you here listening to Better Horses Radio KC Style. We just love being on KCMO Talk Radio. It's kind of our news station for what's happening on the horse world around.
Right here in Kansas City, around here in the Midwest. You know, you're driving around, you see the wind temps, and you're saying, wow, how can these horses tolerate these temperatures? And just keep in mind that these horses can tolerate 0 degrees, and if you give them shelter and you tolerate temperatures, they can go as low as minus 40 degrees.
And they can eat you out of house and home and hay right now. They're doing that little furnace and everything. We're going through lots of hay, more than ever. But I'm telling you what, you want to keep them horses comfortable and keep them where they have plenty of water. So we're going to be talking about that. But great to have you back, Ed. We got today Lena Super. Great to have this guy back. I love this guy. Great guy, Frank Slaughter, Open Range Fellowship. Frank, welcome back, and so happy to have you here, and hope you're doing good.
Ernie, I'm kind of like Ed. I came from a warm place, and this is cold, but it's good to be home.
Yeah, I tell you what, I see. Like I said, I'm just great to have you here, and just got a great congregation out there at Open Range Fellowship at Lone Jack. But hey, I got some folks I want to put on the prayer list before you get started, if that's all right, Frank. And let's pray for the Christians all over the world, our president and our world leaders. My friend Mark Burkdon, of course, the guy that's with us right now, keep him in our prayers. Frank Slaughter, grass fire victims, Houston flood victims, wife of a good friend of mine, Bill Buzzard, Pat Buzzard, keep her in our prayers. And I just found out last week, this is a guy that we grew up, went to high school together with, a great friend, fishing partner, a great football player, Bishop Ward High School, and a lot of people know Kevin Boland. We want to keep him in our prayers. He's got some serious health issues that he's going to get through that. And Kevin, we're behind you. We'll be praying for you, along with all these other folks. Keep them. Hillary Watson, Wyatt Deal, I hear, is doing just tremendous. Jerry Fox, Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckel, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law, Pat Rodina, and Tim Trabon. Keep him in our prayers. He's a great cowboy out there around Olathe. John Speck here in the studio. We want to keep John in our prayers. He's got some health issues. Allie Costello, Steve Miles, and in Tonganoxie, and Steve Miles in Baser. Two Steve Miles, and they both got just clean bill of health. We want to keep them in our prayers at Thanksgiving. And Debbie Brenneman, wife of Greg Brenneman. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Frank, and anybody else that has anybody on their heart, this prayer is going out to you. How about you, Ed? You got anybody?
You know, let's all give a shout-out to the police officers out there for Kansas City and also the firefighters and first responders and everything they do for us.
Thank you. But, Frank, sorry I went on, but tell you what, we got to keep this prayers going.
Okay, yeah, and listening to that prayer list and knowing there's so many other people out there that are hurting. But, you know, first and foremost, this is a day that the Lord has given us. So that's where I want to start. Dear Heavenly Father, we need to be glad and rejoice in the fact that you love us, that you created us, that you've redeemed us if we're in Christ. And, Lord, we know this isn't heaven, and we've got a lot of people to pray about and a lot of things to pray about. But, Lord, we do want to pray about all of those people we know that are going through physical, financial, spiritual, mental, whatever it is, whatever issue they're going through, since this isn't heaven yet, we're stuck here on earth, we're going through things, Lord. And we want to pray for the persecuted church in the Middle East especially, but it's kind of happening everywhere. And, Lord, we we want to lift up our men and women in uniform that are out there, our sons and our daughters and all the people that are out there just defending our great nation. And like Ed said, we want to pray for our men and women in blue, our firefighters, our first responders, the people back here at home that take care of us. Lord, we've also prayed for our nation and our leaders and leaders around the world, too. We see that storm clouds are rising, but that shouldn't make us fear. Actually, for Christians, it ought to be an opportunity to share the gospel. So, Lord, with all that being said, we love you, we praise you, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Frank, thank you so much for being on Better Horses, and wish you to continue us on the road to recovery and keep praying for you. And thanks for all you do for Better Horses. And thanks for a lot of folks. You've just put on an excellent, excellent inspiration on Better Horses TV. We appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you, Arnie. And Brenda says hi and say hi to Connie. And yeah. Love you guys.
Love you too. Tell Brenda hi too. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. And we want to thank Race for Kansas, Greater Kansas Racing Alliance, which, folks, what that means is get a hold of your congressman, your senator, your reps, and tell them we have to get the tax level down on the slots in the racetracks equal to the ones in the casinos.
And we need everybody to come out and contact their local congressman. And this is something that's going to be good not only for Missouri but also for Kansas.
They're back in session, and we need to get that bill back up and get it passed. And there's lots of effort going on there. So go to raceforkansas.com. But we got a wonderful show today, Ed. We've got did a little bit different. And there are segments brought to us by Heritage Tractor, heritagetractor.com, which now has 11 outlets around the area for John Deere. Just opened a new one over in Smithville, just on South 169. But they're bringing us Sarah Leonard. Is going to be talking about the key dealers, the key dealer kind of showcasing that. She's a Purina rep, but she'll be also talking about this Outlast, this gastric product that Purina's come up with to help horses with ulcers. It's just going bazonks everywhere, going wild. And she's going to talk about why it's such the big hit on Outlast.
You know, it's great because we're using it in our barn, and any stress-related when you're out training and we're out trailering your horses, it's a great product, and it's coming off the shelves really fast. So
it's really good, and I'll tell you what, we're going to be talking. And then I got a good friend, Dr. Fred Gardner. You know, Doc. And, you know, a thing right now, and you can see that with the hay out there and cold and all that, and just and the importance of having a great dental program. You know, you got to have a good dental program before the bit works right, before the feed works right and everything. And he's going to be talking about putting your horses on a great dental program. Dr. Fred Gardner from Countryside Vet Clinic down in Garnett, just a great friend of mine and a great friend of the horse. And then we're going to wrap it up. We got lots of neat things going on with the calendar. We got our website that's going to be coming on.
A lot of events coming in, too.
A lot of events and just what's going on around the area. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Better Horses Properties. That thing's going really well, and it's for real. So
you have a lot of nice features coming up this show on a new property that's coming in.
It's a lot of fun and everything. But we have a really good show, and I'm so glad you took time to tune in to us today. As far as that goes, every week to listen to see what's going on in the area. We are so lucky, Ed, to have a show that features an animal, horses like that, and horse people. It's just great. But right now it's time for the Blazing the Trail segment brought to us by EC Equine Center down by Lewisburg, a great facility doing so much. We've got with right now one of the top trainers, a great trainer, Ashley Purden. Ashley, you with us?
I am. How are you, Ernie?
Good. And great to have you on this program on this nice, brisk day. And you got a lot going on. How did the sorting go this week?
It went great. We had, I think, about 30 riders again. And
wow.
It was a nice, warm evening. It wasn't like it is out this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a great turnout.
What do you got coming up next week? Got anything coming up?
Well, it's supposed to be super cold, so we went ahead and canceled our sorting for this Monday, but we're hoping for the following Monday. But I'll tell you what we've been up to this week, Ernie. We have had Brad Lund out, and he gave us a recommendation for changing our footing up in the indoor arena.
I heard that.
And improving it. And we have been bringing some sand in and mixing that in with what we already had. And then they also moved out one of the walls to put another set of bleachers in. So the walls will be evened up now so we can hold cow horse events.
Now, Ashley, we have to stop you here because everybody loves to talk about footing. And so if we can get a quick little education, what lesson learned did you have on this footing and what did you change?
Sure. So the issue we were having with the previous footing in there is that there was just a little bit too much clay in it and not enough sand. And so it would pack down really hard over a period of like a day, really. So we drag it every day, but by the end of the day, it would be hard.
Wow.
And it also wasn't holding the moisture very well. So not only would it get hard, it would get dusty. So we were working very hard to maintain it and keep it nice and fluffy and watered, and we did, but it was like every day having to go out there and water it and drag it. And so now with the sand added in there, we're going to be able to, what the hope is that it won't take nearly so much watering. And we'll still drag it every day and keep it really nice, but it's going to hold that moisture so much better. And by the end of the day, it's still going to be great.
Well, we're
so excited about it.
We'll talk some tips, too. And when we get you on another show, we'll talk about the element of magnesium inside your footing and talk about holding the moisture in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now tips coming in.
We didn't put magnesium in this footing. It's going to be the material that we added in. It's actually called pond fill, and it is. It's like a very fine sand, and that in and of itself is going to help retain the moisture without having to add any salt to it.
You know, I have to say one thing, Ashley, and I need our listeners to really touch on this, is that you guys are doing things right out there. And what want to say thank you to EC Equine Center for what you're bringing to the equine world around the KCMO listening area and a Better Horses radio deal. It's just really great. Appreciate everything you do. And go to your website. Give them the website, Ashley.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is ecequinecenter.com. And also I'll throw in there, Brad Lund's going to be out for a clinic on March 17th doing a reined cow horse clinic. So if anybody wants to get signed up for that, we have that going on as well.
And I might tell you, we just have two spots left in the Al Dunnings clinic coming up in April 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we got
That's going to be fabulous.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Ashley Purden, we appreciate everything you do, everything that EC Equine Center does, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, then.
Be sure hit at the website on cattle sorting. You've done that, and you actually enjoyed that a lot.
And they got great folks down there and great facilities. They are making things happen out at EC Equine Center. So, hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have Sarah Leonard, that's no stranger to nobody, a great resource when it comes to horse, cattle, you name it, information. Let's take a break. I'm Ernie Rudina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Listen to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie, the horse guy.
And I'm Ed Adams.
And I just love a little Alan Jackson, The Older I Get. That's a great song.
Yeah, keeping us warm on this cold morning.
Hey, so glad you joined us today. We got so much stuff going on, and we're so lucky to have the folks that we have on here. Our next segment is actually brought to us by our good friends at our new sponsor, StanleyForage.com,
a
new sponsor. We're so excited to be with them. Great chopped alfalfa you can get, and alfalfa cubes and different things, forages. And so we're really proud to have them on board. As well as, I'm so glad to get this lady on our show today. Just a tremendous resource when it comes to animal nutrition. We got the Purina Animal representative, and that's Sarah Leonard. Sarah, welcome to Better Horses Radio.
Thanks, Ernie. How's everybody this morning?
Cold.
Bet.
So anyway, so glad to have you on there. You got so much going on. And, you know, I want to just compliment you on, you have some of the best independent Purina dealers in the country. And, you know, so glad. And I wanted just to give a tribute to one that you might pick out of the hat.
You know, you're absolutely right, Ernie. I'm real blessed to have a great group of dealers here in the Topeka, Kansas City, and Columbia areas. Today, I'd just like a shout out to the Family Center, which is a great dealer of mine that is really in an expansion mode right now. Currently, they've got 5 stores at Rolla, Missouri, St. Joe, Missouri, Harrisonville, Missouri, Butler, Missouri, and then Paola, Kansas. And we just got through touring a new site in Ozark, Missouri on Monday, where they plan to open up a store by the middle of April.
That's down in southwest Missouri, right?
South of Springfield, yeah.
Wow.
And they are growing to beat the band and just doing a fine job with our brand. They carry a full line of the Purina products, and you know, if they don't have it, they're willing to work with producers and customers to try to accommodate them. And it's a friendly bunch of folks in there that family owned business is really trying to accommodate this market in this urban area.
Great.
Well, we're going to shout out to our buddy because Ernie and I both know Blake Mills, and he's a great guy out there, and he has worked tremendously hard to get those stores up and running. So good job
for
them.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And they just opened one not very long ago in St. Joe that's just tearing them up.
Yeah, St. Joe's store, it's just a really beautiful store, a barn kind of front, a lot of glass on the front, and a really nice store that's got, you know, clothes and tools and gifts and steel equipment and just about everything you could imagine. I know I did a lot of Christmas shopping there, and it really, you know, fits the needs of most anybody that walks in the door.
Sarah, don't you think? In fact, they're a huge operation, but they're a huge operation, but they give you the service of a mom and pop operation.
They certainly do. I think their staff at the stores is key to that. They've started offering some limited delivery to larger customers now. So, you know, service is important to them, and they're priced fairly. And if you need them to carry it out, pull around back, load a large quantity of bags, they'll do it. You know, they're just, like you said, kind of a family-owned but small-town type of dealership that's getting big.
You know, it's in every testimonial at the Family Center, but you know, we're on farming and we'll have certain things that we need that nobody is going to carry, and you walk into a store and said there's no way they're going to have this item for this water tank that I've had for 20 years.
Wow.
And you walk in,
wow,
and a guy will walk down the hall and said, you need one of these? And I said, and you just want to fall to your knees and say, thank you, Lord.
Wow. And I imagine this type of weather, you've been looking for some of that
and
stuff.
And that's a true story that just happened last week, everyone. So.
Well, that's good. I'll tell you what, you know, it's all about the independent Purina dealers. Even though they're huge, they are the independent Purina dealer. And we want to do a big salute to the Family Center here in the Kansas City area. And, you know, you can go down there and get to your new store down there. You can catch it when the Bald Knobbers are down playing down there, Sarah.
Go down to Branson.
Get you on some bumper cars and go-karts. Sarah, we might have to hold you over just for a minute if we break. But I got to ask you, what's all the buzz? Is it for real with this Outlast out there?
It certainly is for real. We are overwhelmed as a company. This Outlast supplement has taken the market by storm. It's so unique, you know, Ernie. It's really not like anything else out there. From a, you know, ease of administrating, you know, simply feed it twice a day, to the palatability, they like to eat it. And I mean, I can't stress that enough. Horses really like to eat it, and it's a super important part of the many tools that horse owners have to get in and deal with the gastric challenges that their horses under stress or performance tend to have. So, you know, we really encourage our horse owners to work first with their veterinarians and get a diagnosis and understand what's going on and follow a treatment regime by their veterinarian. The Outlast gastric supplement just works into that equation so nicely, and it really just helps neutralize the stomach fluid and helps with the conditions in the stomach to, you know, increase the likelihood that we can heal a ulcer in the stomach, and that that horse can be comfortable while he's performing or under stressful situations.
Hey, Sarah, I call it the Nexium for horses and everything. So, Ed, you got a question?
You know, one thing we talked about, exercise and for performance horses and also weaning, but also stall confinement that offers
absolutely
stress level and not necessarily exercise, but that's one of the things we're using it for.
Sarah, I tell you what,
we're going
to have to take a break. I would urge you folks, the horse owners out there, to get a hold of your Purina dealer, get some Outlast, because chances are your horse is suffering some way with some subclinical type of a problem with ulcers. But, Sarah, we're going to let you go. Wish you the best of luck. Have a great weekend, and appreciate all that you do for the horse out there.
Thank you. Stay warm, guys.
We will. Thanks, Sarah. Sarah Leonard with Purina Animal Nutrition. Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have Dr. Fred Gardner. We could probably expand on that. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio. Casey's out. Ed, get back here. You're not in Jamaica no more.
Oh, man. I can do it. No problem, man.
Ed, that song's for you. And that's a little bit enjoying this balmy 4 degrees here in Kansas City.
That was hard to come back. And I rode horses down in Jamaica in the ocean.
I know that.
Everybody's
going to
do that.
I thought this song was fitting. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. And Ed, we got some new visitors listening to our listeners listening to our show. I want to welcome our friends from Better Horses Radio worldwide. This is being shared on their podcast this week.
Everywhere around the world.
Everywhere, so it's great to be there. But I thought you'd have some fun with that. So glad to have you back, Ed. But I thought, like I said, this is a little bit of the weather we had to deal with. And just so much fun talking to Sarah Leonard about the different products and everything and the dealers out there. And she hit the nail on the head with the Family Center. Do a great job there. But, hey, I want to our next one's brought to us by our good friends at PurinaMills.com. You can go to PurinaMills.com, put your zip code in, find that independent dealer next to you, certified expert dealer next that closest to you that you can use. And so glad to have this next guy on. And a dear friend, great veterinarian and a great friend of the horse, friend of mine, everything. We got Dr. Fred Gardner from the Countryside Vet Clinic. Fred, are you with us?
I am. It's good to be with you today, Ernie.
Well, great to be with you. And I get to thinking about you as I watch these horses chomping down on the hay and once in a while you see a little bit of them wads and them things, or you might see a horse tilt its head a little bit different. And I get to thinking, man, we got to get on top, make sure we're all, as horse owners, on top of a good dental program. Would you say I'm right?
That's correct, Ernie. You know, horses' teeth are different than humans' teeth. Horses' teeth continue to grow and change throughout the life of the horse, and so an organized and well-thought-out program to manage the teeth is very helpful in improving the usefulness of the horse and the comfort of the horse.
Fred, didn't it used to be that you just, when the horse got so old, he had some teeth problems, but this performance thing is so fine-tuned anymore, and whether it's on nutrition, on the bits, or whatever, that you really got to start pretty early in keeping them on a good dental program?
Well, yes. This time of year, we're starting to go through the two-year-olds that'll be going to training this year. There's some maintenance things that need to be taken care of so that those horses are comfortable in the mouth when they're carrying a snaffle bit. And so, you know, horses, particularly the male horses, the geldings and stallions, they carry an extra set of teeth called the bridle teeth or the wolf teeth, which are right up next to the molar teeth where the snaffle bit normally rides. And these teeth aren't functional. They don't do anything helpful to the horse. So they need to be removed so that there's no pinching of the lip or the tongue as those horses are trained. And so we normally remove those whenever we geld horses, but any two-year-olds going to training that haven't had that done, and the mares sometimes have them, so it's good to check the mares. We also round that first tooth a little bit so they can carry a bit comfortably and make sure all of the caps or the baby teeth are gone. So it's a good time to get those two-year-olds ready for training. Can be done anytime, a month or two before they go. So, yeah, we do some things with young horses. It's also a good time to take care of the dental needs of the other horses that we have as well.
Yeah, the older horses are going in. And you know what, with everybody coming in, what are the signs that horses' teeth needed floating, and what are the five signs you look at? I know we talk about horses have difficulty of eating and sloppy eating and identifying oral pain. What do you look for?
Well, there are clinical signs that can be observed. You know, if they're quitting or rolling up pieces of hay that fall back out of their mouth and you find them laying around the hay rack, or the that is one sign that there's need for dental work. Also, if there's any pain as they eat, and they often hold their head kind of to the side or tip it, or if there's any swelling or bad odor coming from the mouth. However, I think we need to remember these teeth in horses grow an eighth of an inch a year and wear an eighth of an inch a year, and we should be getting in there and examining the teeth and taking care of uneven wear problems before we get clinical signs, and particularly want optimum performance out of our horses.
And so talking about how long and how many times we should check and look at those sharp points on those teeth, what do you recommend? I know that probably vary between ages of 5 and 20-year-old horses, but your overall recommendation?
Well, you know, we recommend doing all of the 2-year-olds before they go to training. We like to look at them again when they're 3 to make sure they've shed out the baby teeth appropriately and gotten rid of the caps. From that point on, between 4 and 20, a lot depends on the use of the horse. For performance horses that are in competition, where really then we like to see those horses every year. For lower impact horses that are used for trail riding and non-competitive things, if we see them every 2 to 3 years, and maintain the teeth, why, that is often enough.
You know, we talk about that too. So it costs between, and every vet's going to change, but between $75 to $150 to float some horses to get them teeth. But it's a good routine, and it is actually good for all of your horses.
Really good. I tell you what, just unbelievable as far as what if you don't get the teeth fixed, what it costs you in feed efficiency.
That's true. You know, if horses' teeth are comfortable, they chew up their feed better and they get more nutrients per pound of feed that they eat, and as well as perform better.
Hey, Fred, before we get off the teeth deal, I mean, as we get off the teeth issue, I did one. We just had Sarah Leonard on right before you. And we're talking about the buzz, and you really promoted it. This Outlast is for real out there, and it's just amazing how many horses suffer from some type of subclinical ulcer.
Well, that's true. You know, the gastric situation in horses has not really received adequate attention in the past, but now it is, as we learn a lot more about it with our 3-meter endoscopes and a lot of the research that's being done. And certainly that Outlast product has been really, really helpful because it really does raise the pH and control acidity in the stomach of the horse. And so I'm really excited about it. I think it's quite a helpful and easy to use product that Purina has brought to the market here.
Well, we're so excited about it. So excited to get to work with you, Fred. I know it's don't seem like it, but spring's just right around the corner, and before you know it, the mares will start coming in, Fred. I imagine some of them are right now.
I've got one in the barn now that's due in 2 weeks, and so, yes, we're ready to start foaling, and the breeding season will start soon.
Well, Fred Gardner with Countryside Vet Clinic, an unbelievable equine veterinarian, along with a great assistant, Lisa Johnston, down there. You guys just do a super job in the down in East Central Kansas, around the Garnet and around the whole area as far as that goes. Thanks for all you do, Fred, and thanks for being a part of Better Horses Radio.
You're very welcome, Ernie. We enjoy. This is a great way to make a living, working with horses and horse people.
That's what I tell everybody. If this was a hog show, I wouldn't be here, Fred. You know,
so that's true.
But there's folks out there that love. Let me correct myself. That love hogs as much as we love our horses.
Thank you for being politically correct.
There
that
you
was
go.
A good job,
Fred. We'll talk to you later, and have a great weekend. Thanks, Sid.
Okay, thank you, Ernie.
Thanks. Just a great guy. Just wealth of information. By the way, I might as well mention, too, while we got it, our TV show's on this Sunday. That's tomorrow, 8 a.m. on KCWE. It's going to be on KCWE, and we're at 8 o'clock on Channel 29. And Dr. Gardner's going to have a segment on it from Countryside Vet Clinic.
You know, Dr. Gardner graduated the State University College in Veterinary Medicine. He's also the American Association of Practitioners and going to be on our show. And you ready for another show? This is going to be another year on Better Horses on Sunday at 8 o'clock on KCWE Channel 29.
Well, when you were in Jamaica, I was looking for a place to stay warm, and I thought a great place would be going out to Rolling Acres Memorial Gardens, the crematorium, which we did stay plenty of warm around there. But, no, we great folks, Nancy and Gary Piper, have a tremendous, tremendous business out there and doing the animal owner, both the pet and the horse owner, just a great justice in the way we say our final goodbyes to our animals. So it's going to be on the show tomorrow, along with we went to Todd Wright Performance Horses. And you're going to enjoy, if you like pork chops, you'll like our Hardy Grub segment tomorrow. So having a lot of fun. And it's great to be in the Kansas City area. But thanks to you, we're also in the KSNT network out around the Wichita,
Kansas. And the almost three-quarters of the state of Kansas is seeing our show on Saturday mornings. So be sure to catch it. So welcome to all the people in Kansas, and thank you for all your support for Better Horses.
Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to be talking a little bit of calendar. We're going to talk about properties and several things, and there's a lot of things happening on the calendar. And glad you joined us today. Tell your friends about Better Horses Radio KC Style. We're going to be right back. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. Big shout out to my dot friends out there in Wyandotte County, where there's a lot of horses. But I tell you what, Washington High School, class of 73, one of the best songs ever.
They had music
Mighty
back
Love.
In 1973.
We did. Mighty Love, the Spinners. Martell, you're going to let me know when they come back to town.
Absolutely, I will.
On that, so just really great. So glad that you joined us today. And want to thank our next sponsor, really a tremendous sponsor, CSIPads.com. Donna Helms, Sardonis, or I call her Donna, used to be, but just a great lady. Let's give a big shout-out to CSIPads.com.
Great product and great times. And also a Missouri-based company that's also for saddle pads for your horses and all your type of needs.
And whether you're performing or whether, you know, in heavy performance or just pleasure riding, there's not a better pad than that out there, you know, from that standpoint. And, hey, if you guys got something on your mind, you know, check our Facebook out, Better Horses Radio Facebook, and then don't hesitate to get a hold of me at Ernie at BetterHorsesRadio.com. Ed, we're so excited about the new website that we think in about a week, it's done.
It's going to be up next week, and that is going to be the go-to for all the events for horse-related, not only in Kansas City, but also in the Midwest.
A big salute to Ed Adams and Kim McBroom.
Kim McBroom.
Put a lot of work into this thing, so you're going to really love it. And so glad, like I said, everything that you're doing there. And just contact me, Ernie, at BetterHorsesRadio.com.
With so many events coming out in Kansas City, we're hoping to get everybody involved. And also being highlighted is some of your real estate properties that we're going to be hosting.
That's right. And I'm going to just give you a few dates on some things happening on there. How about the Wheel Height and Freeze? It's going to be moved up to Memorial Station in Belton, Missouri. Just get a hold of them at 816-779-0100. We're talking about their event is February I'm going to see what the date is. February 17th, it's going to be. But you got to have your reservation in by February the 5th.
And this is an equine education seminar that will be on February 17th. And it's not at their facility. They're moving their facility out there in Belton, Missouri.
Yeah. They're going to move their equine educational days to Memorial Station right down in Belton, Missouri.
Very good.
And it runs from 8 to 1:30. This way you don't have to deal with the wind, the tents, and everything else. They put a first-class equine education, including Wendy Valla. She's just a tremendous veterinarian. And Sue McDonald's going to be talking about equine behavior and animal behavior. It's going to be a great event, February 17th at the Memorial Station in Belton, Missouri. Don't want to miss that. Make sure you get hooked up on that. And then I got also down there, we don't forget Equifest, February 23rd through the 25th at the Topeka Expo Center, Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas. Great, great clinic. Great, great bunch of clinicians going
to
be there.
That is our big kickoff. And how great it is that it's in Topeka and it's so close here to Kansas City.
Yeah, it's really a good deal. One of the best events that I go to. And the Better Horses, which is a lot of fun.
And we will have a booth out there, so come by and see us there at Better Horses.
And then also, February 3rd, down around Springfield, our good friend Fred Bershauer, they're having an open house at the Right Lead Ranch in Springfield, Missouri, noon to 5 o'clock. Going to be a great time. One-day deal. Go to Springfield, see Fred's great facility. Him and some other trainers are going to be doing demonstration. It's going to be a really good deal. And let's not forget Mr. Al Dunning. Al Dunning's going to be here April 13th, 14th, and 15th, along with Jade Keller, Brent Wright. Hopefully we get Brad Lund there. And he's having a clinic there a few months ahead. But it's going to be a great time down there, April 13th, 14th, and 15th, at the EC Equine Center in Lewisburg.
And only two reservations left, only two availability slots that are able to come in. So
you
have to
that?
Get in there. No,
yeah.
That was
two
quick.
Two slots. So make sure you get in there. And so we got a lot of neat things happening. And I do want to say also that we're going to be scheduling for a TV segment, Ed, and we hope that you can join us. We're going to go to the Gyp Hills trail ride down in down south by Medicine Lodge. I got to talk to you about that, but they got a lot of rides going to be coming up on that. You won't want to miss that at all, the Gyp Hills. So, hey, I want to shout out to Angeline Glover, a relative I kind of found through Facebook. Big shout out to her and Sherry Alterman. That's what's neat about Facebook. A lot of times you see people that you haven't heard for in years.
Almost frightening.
And I do want to say, as far as the real estate, didn't have time to go through a lot of properties. We've got some great properties. We got a property segment on betterhorses.com. But if you're going to sell your horse property, contact me and get a hold of me, and we'll find you the realtor. I got my real estate license, but I work on a referral and work on our marketing only. And so get a hold of me. We'll put our whole marketing team work together for your property at no charge to you as long as till we sell the property. Then we work on a referral fee. But just contact me, Ernie at BetterHorsesRadio.com. Talk to you about your property. We'll get you find you. If you don't have a realtor, we'll find you a realtor and work with them there, Ed.
A lot of great farm and ranch areas out there, and not to mention the Grand Central Hotel in Cottonwood Falls, Kansas.
It's up there for sale, along with another one out in Edgerton Road out there by DeSoto. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility out there. You won't want to miss that. And like I said, contact us. Our marketing is second to no one. Picked up a couple properties. We got properties we represent on our TV, on our radio, you name it from that standpoint. Again, I want to welcome our listeners from the Better Horses Radio Worldwide Show out there. Just so glad that they can join us. But you know, it's that time I hate each week, Ed.
It's that time already.
It is that time
already. Let me caution everybody out. Hey, be careful not to overexert your horses. It is everybody likes to stay inside and they don't exercise their horses out for 2 or 3 weeks. And then you get out there in that warm Indian weather and you go too hard, too fast. Keep it slow. Keep it calm and keep your horses healthy.
A big shout out to everybody out there. I want all you buckaroos and buckarettes. And do you want you to be good out there? Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person you know next to you love. Give them a kiss and tell them you love them. Pick up all those dirty dishes and help mom out. Pick up your dirty clothes and stay warm. And I'm talking to Connie, Matt, and Brent, Bob and Gil Foot. Tina Corley, you're a good buckarette. Uncle Mikey, hey, it was great hooking up with Sherry Alterman, Steve and Darla Miles. You got anybody out there you want to
shout out to? Our my better half, Tara, who always keeps Silvertooth Stables going, and the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse.
Great, great group. And let's not forget Heritage Tractor, our friends from there, and Kathy Jones. So next week, this is Ernie the Horse Guy.
I'm Ed Adams.
Happy trails and ride for the brand.